The Lou Holtz Laugh Club, presided over by America's favorite storyteller, who says...
Friends, remember this. Alimony is a system whereby when two people make a mistake, one continues to pay for it.
And now, here he is, chairman of the Laugh Club, Lou Holtz.
Well, thank you, thank you. We seem to have an awful lot of things to do today, so...
Oh, Mr. Holtz.
Yes, Ginger?
Could you let me have 5 minutes of your time?
Well, that'll be no trouble at all. And what is it this time?
Oh, I don't know what to do about Jack Jessup.
Oh, you've been having some trouble with him, huh? Well, I want you to tell me something. Has everything been on the square?
No, mostly on the veranda.
Well, what happened?
Oh, he told me he hated me. He told me he never wanted to see me again.
Well, I hope you didn't let him get away with that.
Certainly not. I got right off his lap.
Well, good for you, Ginger.
And right then I knew he was the man for me. Without a word of warning, I felt an irresistible force drawing us together again.
And Ginger, what was that irresistible force?
My arm.
Well, Ginger, if you leave town for about 5 minutes, here's a little story that I would like to tell the members of the Laugh Club. It's a story about a Negro in the last war, and he's away over in France, and he wants to buy some cigarettes. He walks into a store, and he walks over to the man who owns the store. He says, I'm a man who wants a package of cigarettes. The Frenchman says, oui, monsieur. And he hands him a dollar, and he's waiting for the change. Now, there's no change forthcoming, and he says to the Frenchman, he says, now, look. He says, I give you a buck, you give me some cigarettes. I want some change. The Frenchman says, monsieur, no comprenez-vous anglais. He said, don't prenez-vous me no anglais. Just send me back about 65 or 70 cents. He says, monsieur, no comprenez-vous. He says, no, don't prenez-vous with me. Send me in some money. And along comes another big Negro. He says, son, what's going on? He says, well, I give this man a buck, and he give me some cigarettes. I want some change, and he says he can't speak English. Can you speak English? He says, can I speak English? He says, can I speak English? Of course I can speak English. I speak English and I also speak French. You speak French? He says, brother, I whips it to death. Well, he's going to talk to the man. Walks over the storekeeper and says, monsieur, does you all comprenez-vous français? And the fellow says, oui, monsieur. He says, then why don't you give this boy his change? You know, Miss Ginger, I've been thinking. How long have you been seeing this little old Jack Jessup?
Every night now for the past 6 months.
Well, then, for goodness sake, why don't you hook him and get married?
Oh, I'd like to, Mr. Holtz. But then how would I spend my evenings?
That's a good question. Meetings adjourned.